Have you got any idea how World War IV would be like?
What? What it would be like?
Yes.
Well, the same question was put to Einstein as well. You know what he said?
No.
He said, Fourth World War, you said, didn't you?
Yes.
He answered, in fact, the question was put to him in a slightly different way. He was asked once by someone, can you tell us what would be the Third World War like? He said, well, I don't know anything about the Third World War, but the Fourth World War would be fought with batons and stones. You know that? What it means?
No.
It means the Third World War would have destroyed all the achievement of science and the very roots of science as well. The result would be that even the use of gunpowder would be unknown to the people who would fight the Fourth World War. And they would have been reduced to the earliest way of life that we find in the beginning of civilizations. So that means he wanted to convey to our questioner the concept that the Third World War is going to be so lethal, so destructive, that the destruction would be phenomenal. It would not leave anything intact. All our achievements of the past 1,000 years or so will be completely destroyed and annihilated. So that there will be no book to read from, no living person who could teach anybody else what sciences were used to be and so on. So this is about the Third World War. The Fourth will naturally be fought with such preliminary weapons as stones and staffs and things.
Thank you.
But how did you skip the Third World War and go over to the Fourth one? This is what is puzzling me. What made you skip the Third World War and jump over to across to the Fourth? One thing is certain, that you think you will live long enough to survive the Third World War, so you're not bothered about the Third. But the Fourth, you don't know whether it will hurt you or not. Is that right?